Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 19th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 1, and we'll be finishing on verse 15. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went down to the region of Judea east of the Jordan River. Large crowds followed him there, and he healed their sick. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question: should a man be allowed to divorce his wife for just any reason? Haven't you read the scriptures? Jesus replied. They record that from the beginning God made them male and female. And he said, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. Then why did Moses say in the law that a man could give his wife a written notice of divorce and send her away? They asked. Jesus replied, Moses permitted divorce only as a concession to your hard hearts, but it was not what God had originally intended. And I tell you this, whoever divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery, unless his wife has been unfaithful. Jesus' disciples then said to him, if this is the case, it is better not to marry. Not everyone can accept this statement, Jesus said. Only those whom God helped. Some are born as eunuchs, some have been made eunuchs by others, and some choose not to marry for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. Once again, that was verses 1 through 15 in the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. The love of God inside a believer changes every relationship in life. Jesus elevated marriage, defining it as a man and woman becoming one in God's eyes for life. God unites husband and wife in marriage. In their day, divorce was so common that one rabbi taught that a man could divorce his wife for burning dinner. In the kingdom, marriage is more than just partnership. It is meant to change the soul and allow one to experience the love of God more fully. Our Lord taught a high view of marriage, so high that the disciples questioned if it was even worth getting married. Jesus also elevated singleness, calling it the preferred way of life, where a person allows the longings in their hearts to be fulfilled directly by the Lord and in community. Singleness is not a curse but a blessing. Our churches should value singleness, create community, and be a light to the world for those who are single, whether for a season or for life. Jesus deeply valued children. His words have shaped Christians, who in turn shaped education, protection, and labor laws. Most of the world in Jesus' time viewed children as lesser humans who needed to be ignored or put to work. Christians in the Roman world rescued unwanted children. The Lord gave clear commands on relationships. We can ignore them and hurt our lives or follow them, fight against our self-serving desires, and experience deeper love. In singleness, marriage, children, sex, celibacy, desire, media, and more, follow the life-giving way of Jesus. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Which command of Christ stands out to you today? What area of relationships needs some work in your life? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. As you go on with your day, be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.